I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The U.S. Navy has awarded Austal USA the contract to build another littoral combat ship. The additional warship is part of a contract modification that will increase Austal's block buy contract with the Navy to 11 ships. When the newest littoral combat ship is built, it'll be the 13th LCS built by Austal USA at its shipyards in Mobile. The company currently has 10 warships in different stages of production, 7 littoral combat ships, and 3 expeditionary fast transport vessels. 3 LCSs have already been delivered to the Navy, and a 4th will be delivered later this year. The new contract comes on the heels of a recent decision by the U.S. Navy to give Austal $14 million for special studies and analysis of the new ships. At the beginning of this month, the company was awarded an additional $14.5 million toward design changes. Oystermen are allowed to go back to work in parts of Mobile Bay now that 2 areas of the bay have been reopened for harvesting. Areas 1 and 3 of the bay are now open after being closed for over a month because of potential bacterial contamination. The issue came about from heavy rainfall in late February. Ron Dossie is a deputy director for the Alabama Department of Public Health. He says that rising waters have halted harvesting before in the past.
The high water levels, which usually is indicated by the Mobile River stage, well, that could indicate runoff of any potential pollutants and contaminants, bacterial contamination would trigger a closure. It's not especially unusual, especially during the wintertime.
Dossie says people can check the Alabama Department of Public Health's website to view a map of the reopened areas. And it looks like you might have a little more time to file your federal income taxes this year. The IRS says the traditional due date of April 15th is now April the 18th. That's because Friday the 15th is a holiday in Washington, D.C. Greg Rossica is a contributing author to the EY Tax Guide 2016 and a partner with tax preparer EY.com. He says that Alabamians could save some money this year if they know one trick.
You know, in Alabama and have state income tax that you pay, you know, you could deduct that, but you could also deduct the sales taxes that you paid if those were higher. So you want to kind of make those comparisons to make sure you're taking the one that's the best for your personal situation.
Rossica says it also helps tax preparers to know your personal situation well so that people can learn about the best ways to get tax reductions. And the president of Tuscaloosa's Stillman College plans to step down from his position next year. Peter Millett says he plans on stepping down as soon as his current 3-year contract expires at the end of June 2017. The Stillman Board of Trustees has announced that it will spend the next year looking for Millett's successor. Now your forecast.
Good Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon will warm up to the mid-70s with mostly clear skies. And then overnight tonight, a very weak cold front will move through the area. That's going to bring a little bit of additional clouds, but no rain. And it's going to keep things very nice for the day on Tuesday. I'm WVUA's Reggie Roakes, and that's your local forecast.